Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his mountaintop observing the world through his binoculars. And before we get going, though, I got a few housekeeping notes. I wanted to apologize and say I'm sorry for the delay of getting out the best Global Report and Borderlands CDs to all of our customers. The cold was so bad here that the mail services actually shut down all deliveries. But they were sent out yesterday, so there's a delay there. Also, our January issue of the Prophetic Insider and Twilight Magazine have been delayed for publication, but they will be sent out within the next week. And the February issue of both the Prophetic Insider and Twilight Magazine will also come out not too late after we get the first one out. Sorry for the delays. And I wanted to mention, please subscribe to our Night Shadows membership club for all the latest news, videos, and audios. And we are entering into a time of great instability all over the world. Now, it's one thing I want to read before we get to Larry. This comes from the movie The Matrix. The Matrix is a system, Neo. The system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged, and many of them are so ignored, so hopelessly dependent on the system, they will fight to protect it. Oh. And, folks, we live in a matrix. It's very, very serious. I'm doing a long blog to try and show people what this is about and why Jesus said what he said. But we do live in a matrix trilogy. The space-time continuum is matrix number one. Humanity's fallen mind, veiled from the truth, is matrix number two. And matrix number three is coming in right as we speak. It's the digital matrix system of total economic control and total surveillance. And the social credits model of China is probably the best way to understand that. I'm going to get into that later. And, of course, that's why they need G5 wave. They need the quantum computers. Actually, the prophecy of the Silicon Golem, long, long ago, many thousands of years ago, the prophecy. Then we got an email, and having always believed that Israel is the very center of end-time Bible prophecy, I am curious about why all these words and phrases found in the Matrix are presumed to be about the U.S. For instance, in last night's broadcast, Tor Code speaks of invading armies bringing disease. Why in the world would we take that to be about America when Israel is at this very moment surrounded on all sides? Isn't it a little presumptuous and egotistical to believe the passages in the Old Testament that were written to and about Israel all apply to America? Well, I have to how do I word this? There's much Old Testament prophecies that deal strictly with the United States of America. They don't have anything to do with Israel in that sense. If you go in and really study this out, you're going to find out If people say, oh, I know you believe the U.S. is Mystery Babylon. We are Babylon the Great. Mystery Babylon is, how do I word this, separate and distinct, but also intertwined with the geophysical Babylon the Great and New York City, the great city. First of all, I don't believe it. I know it for an absolute fact that America is Babylon the Great. Doesn't matter to me whether anybody believes it. The Lord showed that to me, and there is absolutely no question that we are Mystery Babylon and Babylon the Great. Mystery is the spirit that drives the rulers of Babylon the Great and the great city Babylon at the United Nations. Anyway, America, Babylon the Great, a.k.a. Babylon the Great, is part of the House of Israel. And what happens to Israel basically is happening right here, all over again. It has to do with apostasy and throwing God out the window and not paying any attention to what he says. So we're going to get exactly what ancient Israel got a long, long time ago. We're going to be utterly destroyed. And I probably didn't answer that very well, Larry, but got anything you want to add to that?
Well, I would just mention that, very interestingly, you know, I've talked by email to Eli Yahu Rips, who is basically really ahead of the researchers. He was a Russian prisoner.
Yes.
Actually came to Israel and went to work for the Hebrew University there. And he's the one that told me that the Torah codes are even, if you will, multidimensional. And not only are they multidimensional, Stuart, they actually, a lot of the rabbis that really have looked into this say that they have encoded in the Torah only now, is almost everything and everybody and every place that ever would be until the end.
Oh, yeah. I believe that fully. There's absolutely no question about that. You know, the Book of Life. Everybody born is written in the Book of Life. And then there is a Book of Remembrance in the Old Testament. And now in the New, during the church age, we have the Book of the Lamb. And if you're not written in the Book of the Lamb, then you're blotted out from the Book of Life. It's fairly complicated, but at the same time, it's fairly simple. When Jesus came here, he came behind enemy lines. He invaded this matrix. In the movie, The Matrix, the whole thing is a deception. Life basically is a deception. And that's what Jesus actually tried to tell us. He said, you're in a prison house. You're a prisoner. You walk in spiritual darkness. Spiritual darkness. This is the matrix. The other part of the matrix is that we have a veil over our mind so we cannot understand that we are in a matrix. We don't see it. And it's just too bad that people won't search this matter out. That's why Jesus said, seek, you will find, knock, and the door will be opened. In other words, give due diligence. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about you must first of all believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him out. Why would you want to seek out God? Why not just believe on God, which this is what the Christians are told all the time. Just believe, just have faith. That's not what Jesus said. He said you're in a matrix and you better seek, ask, knock, and strive and find the truth. He told the Jews that were standing right in front of him to continue in his doctrine. And if you would continue in his doctrine, you would find the truth, and the truth would set you free. And if the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. In other words, you've come out of the matrix of, just like the movie The Matrix, It had a lot of Christian stuff in there. I mean, it's not a Christian movie. It's pretty occultic, actually. But the basic premise of the movie, The Matrix, is that the people within The Matrix don't know it. They have no clue. That's why Jesus came down here. He came behind the Matrix walls to alert us to the fact that, yes, we are living in a matrix. Yes, there is a veil over the mind. And, yes, we are dead to the Lord. We are, in fact, an enemy of God. Look it up. Jesus was taken to a high mountain, remember? And he was shown all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, well, Jesus, all you got to do is just bow down and worship me, and I'll give you those kingdoms. And Jesus said nothing about the fact that they weren't owned by Satan, and he could give it to anybody he wanted, which he does. That's why you have various rulers that somehow pop up. God is behind the whole thing, and he has his, how do I word this, Larry? Satan is on a leash, but it's a very long leash. And he can do pretty much what he wants to a point. That's what, you get into the book of Job and you find out just how long the leash is and what Satan can really do to someone if he chooses to do it. Anyway, into that. solar wind. Arctic Circle is glowing with auroras as Earth enters a stream of fast-moving solar wind. Any more news on that, Larry?
Not a whole lot. We've been having... on my phone, I got a solar storm alert and also a CME alert. And so there's a lot going on with the sun that we're not being told. But, you know, right now we're having a lot of geomagnetic activity all around the planet. I mean, the last two or three days, we've been in a storm that began because of a coronal hole in the sun and that solar wind. And then other things are happening. And the last I saw was they were worried about fluctuations in the power grids and also satellites. And by the way, Stuart, for the last 24 to 48 hours, I've lost power two or three times up here.
Yeah, this is going to keep getting worse. I believe part of this is because we're moving into a different energy area in the Milky Way galaxy as we're traveling through it. We also got a meteor explosion over Cuba, and it immediately brought to mind the prophecy of the pastor who said one is going to hit Puerto Rico or just off the coast of Puerto Rico, which would in turn create a huge tsunami that would wipe out most of Florida, parts of Alabama, Texas, et cetera, et cetera. Who knows? He's been right on everything he said so far, so I wouldn't just dismiss it. And we are moving into an area of increasing meteorite strikes and asteroid hits. In fact, the Bible talks about at least two, if not three, major, I mean, big-time impact events. Very, very interesting that in Air Force 2025, they have a whole chapter on impact events. Makes you wonder why they did that, unless they know, you know. What do you think about this Dave Hodges being threatened, Larry?
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm just not surprised at all. You and I have been trying to warn people that they are simply planning on shutting down all real truth. The truth really has become the enemy of the state, if you will. And I think that's where we're going, Stuart, and we're trying to warn people this is where it's headed.
Yep. The truth is going to go dark, folks. The only truth you're going to have is your Holy Bible. That's the only truth you're going to have, which is why they're probably going to try and confiscate that. What the people of the deep state and the enemies of Christ do not realize, I think they really do believe that Christianity is just hocus pocus, and their concept of God is not at all, because they won't do what the Lord told them to do. They have no clue that God really is real, that hell is real, and they're destined for it, and that's not going to change. That's probably set pretty much concrete. What God does, and has always done, is uses evil men and women to punish apostasy within his own people. And so they dance with joy at every Christian they cut the head off and think they're doing God a favor by doing it, when in fact what they have done is put the rope around their own neck, and they're going to perish themselves. And I wouldn't really know a lot about hell, except I was shown part of it. And if the little amount that I was shown were shown to the world, there isn't a human being on this planet that would not be on their bellies screaming for mercy. I'm telling you, hell is real. And the vast majority of mankind is going there. Hate to say that, but that's exactly what the Bible says. That the vast majority of the human race is going to end up in eternal ruin. Why? Because they're fallen. They will not acknowledge that. And so therefore they disregard and reject the message Jesus Christ brought with him. They think Jesus Christ is some sort of a joke. Well, let's just kill all the Christians and we'll dance in their blood. We have then solved the problem. We get rid of these people. Well, that may be what you get a chance to do, folks out there that are deep state listening. But when you die, you're going to a place that is so hideous, it's even hard to talk about it. And that's where you're going. And you can laugh now, and you can mock now, and you can lay on your bellies and screaming in laughter. You won't be laughing very much longer. We are at the end of the age. We are at the very edge. And God has an agenda. He gave us that agenda. He told us what it was. You have absolutely no excuse for any of you in deep state or the intelligence agencies or the military. You have no excuse. It was all laid out. How do you explain prophecies 2,500 years old that you are now doing? You can't explain it. The Bible says only a fool says there is no God. Nature alone tells you there is a God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. He is your Redeemer. You spit in his face. You want to kill all the Christians. You want to kill babies when they come out of the womb. You people are so sick, so perverted. I tell you what, the delete button on God's desk is about to be hit, and you're not going to like it. So have your fun, do your laughing, do your mocking, but the tears are going to come. The anguish is going to come, and it's very, very soon. If we have another 5 years in America, we have a long, long time. The warnings in the heavens have shown you. What is going on in Israel has shown you. And if you are so blind that you cannot see it, you deserve what God is going to give to you. And when I see what goes on TV, when I watch the mayor sign that abortion thing and everybody cheered, you signed your own death warrants. Laugh now. Mock now. Your future is very, very bad. You have only one chance to repent, and you're throwing it away because the church age is almost over. It's almost closed. Look at what's going on in the world today. Look at the wars and the rumors of wars. Look at what's going on. I don't want to get into a big, big-time rant, but here's something that Dave Hodges was shown. He said, in a series of phone conferences today, members of the FBI, DHS, FEMA, DOJ, ATF, Marshals Service have put forward a list of conservatives they deem dangerous to national security. You people in the FBI, DHS, FEMA, DOJ, ATF, Marshals Service, the Christians are not, the conservatives are not a danger to your national security. Jesus Christ is. In fact, he says, the only solution for you people is nuclear bombs hitting America from all over the place. You better read Isaiah. You better read Jeremiah. You better read the book of Revelation. You think you're invincible. You think you're all powerful. You're nothing. The nations of the world are nothing to God. Nothing. And here you threaten people. You threaten all these people. The list contains 1,466 names. I think the red list probably includes 8 to 9 or 10, 15 million people that you have your sights on that you want to kill in your FEMA camps. You want to torture them and kill them. I tell you what, you have no idea what's coming upon you people. No idea whatever. You're going to find it out the hard way because you can't even see beyond the edge of your nose what you're doing. You're committing treason against the United States of America. You better read your history books about people who have helped a dictator commit treason. Help him commit, you commit treason because he orders you to. Well, then you can't be trusted. So he kills you. You ought to think about that. You really ought to think about that. But better, try and save your souls. Really, this is real. The matrix is real. The mental veil over your mind is extremely real. You don't know any of this because you won't do what Jesus Christ ordered you to do. If you would enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way, you'd find out exactly what's going on. But you won't do it. So you have to die in your sins. It's the way it is. Tough love, but that's the way it is. Anyway, I am taking this warning seriously in light of the FEMA director's references to the American people as cattle. I brought that up in the other show. Additionally, in a communique I received, the message was very disturbing and paralleled the FEMA director's disrespectful references to the American people. The message stated that FEMA regional directors would not be held legally accountable if they issued shoot-to-kill orders for resistors, dissidents, and people refusing to be relocated. Well, it might work in the cities, folks. Never going to work in the rural districts. So if these people think they're going to go out and round up the rural people, they better kiss their wives and their children goodbye because they're never coming home. They're never going to come home. They're going to die, and there's going to be a bloodbath in the United States, which, of course, is exactly what the deep state wants. He accomplishes a lot by that. Anyway, while I get off on that, what about this unvetted report about the possibility of troops on the ground in Venezuela? Is there any way to vet any of that? I mean, is it possible it's true? Larry?
Well, it's let me tie a few dots together for you. I have to say I don't there's any way I could vet it because I don't have the resources to do that. And most of all of us, me, you, and a whole bunch of other people are not in the need to know, I imagine. But we did see a report of that on Hal Turner's website, and that since has been removed, by the way. And what's interesting, though, let me tie these dots together real quick. You know, from the Florida Marquis, you know, we've had time after time after time reports of naval movements and ships movements, you know, off the coast of Venezuela and Grenada. We also have had information about, you know, troops training that would possibly approach, you know, the Colombian border with Venezuela. And then also we've had reports of key satellites being moved, and that's a big deal, by the way.
Yes.
To monitor Venezuela,
you know, we've got all of this stuff going on. And so if you tie all those dots together, and remember today, I don't know if you noticed it today, I saw Trump in an interview, and somebody asked him that was all the options on the table. Did that mean he was planning a military response to Maduro? And he says, I'm not going to say that. And then suddenly they said, well, Trump said no. And I'm thinking, that was not what Trump said. He basically said he wasn't going to tell you what he was going to do. And they're too dumb to know that, Stuart, apparently, even though months ago Trump warned the American people that he wasn't going to just tell everybody what he was going to do, just like the missiles that were flying through the air to strike Syria. We only knew about it when they began to hit. So I have to say, Stuart, I believe that there's a plan operating out there that's beyond our eyesight, if you will, and especially the eyesight of the mainstream dumb-butt media.
Yeah. Here's a headline. U.S. military aircraft C-17s have begun landing in Colombia frequently. Well, they're troop carriers, equipment carriers. They're huge, huge airplane. So, yeah, when you add it all together, yeah, it sounds like invasion. Sooner or later, who knows? And I can't imagine we don't have special forces on the ground in Venezuela and probably have had for some time. So
that wouldn't surprise me either way,
I guess. If they get caught, they're in serious trouble. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention the fact, Stuart, that that we've had a lot of notifications of there's something really going on behind the scenes. And this is what's interesting, Stuart. Donald Trump, or President Trump, continues to put off, if you will, if you watch that closely, the emergency order for the border wall, and this is just my conspiratorial theory. I kind of believe that that emergency declaration from the White House is going to be timed somehow with something in Venezuela, and there's a lot of reports from some smart people out there indicating it's entirely possible we could have a really big war begin down in South America or Central America.
Yeah, and of course, remember that lady said that the old woman, who everything she said's come true too, and she said the war, World War III, would start in an area that nobody would expect. Well, who would expect that would occur in Venezuela? That would be the start of it. And folks, don't dismiss China, and Russian troops are being flown in, according to reports, to Venezuela. Cuba's sent in 35,000, the report says. I don't know how you vet that. I'm sure China is unloading troops as well. Venezuela means a lot to both Russia and China, and it has the world's largest oil reserves as well, which a lot of people are probably not aware of, but it does. And who knows what other minerals they have down there. And another indication that we might be going into trouble is our withdrawal from the nuclear treaty, because China was never a party to it, and they are advancing very, very hard. They've got their hyper missiles like Russia has, and you can bet that they are running these things back and forth. Who knows, like North Korea? Who knows what North Korea really has? Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on for this. Not a lot going on in the Middle East right now. Kind of quiet. A lot of rhetoric, a lot of threats. But other than that, but it seems like there's military movements going in and out of Venezuela and Colombia and those areas. So get ready, because we may just wake up one time and that's it. And again, I plead with everybody, including all you government agents and everybody else, get into your Bible. Get into your Bible. Hell is forever. You have one shot at it. Don't turn it down. Do what Jesus Christ ordered you to do. He told you to come to him. He didn't say just believe in him and have faith in him. He said, come to me that you might have rest. Big difference. Look up the words. Huge difference between believing, having faith in, and coming. So, anyway, it is what it is, and nothing we can do. Any last word, Larry?
Well, I would really watch, if we begin to go into Venezuela, I would really watch Russia possibly going after Ukraine itself, and NATO won't be able to stop them.
Yep, exactly. Okay, well, good night, folks, and if anything pops, we'll certainly do a show on it and let you know. Otherwise, take care, heads up, be prepared, and count every day as normal as a blessing from the Lord. Anyway, good night.